Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
But they've only lost one third rounder so far. All right, more of your phone calls and feedback. There was some dot connecting today with Tarek Skubal, which could mean things are afoot. We'll get to that today at 11:47 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1. Just a reminder, we're taking Michigan and Michigan State questions for a Wolverine and Spartan mailbag a little bit later on. Michigan fans, I'll handle most of those, but they're not exclusively. Same Spartans. We'll fire these questions at Gator, so send them over at 248-539-9797, and we will get to some of those a little bit later on. We got picks coming up at 1:38. We got the Birch Kid from Inside Allen Park, Dan Campbell, addressing the media right now. And we'll recap what he had to say and read into it a little bit as we get set for Sunday. Lions in Miami. All right, so morning show, Tom Milliken, who sometimes is a deep thinker, came up with this. And you tell me if you think this is some solid connecting of dots and could be what's going on.
All right.
Start with the backdrop of Major League Baseball is looking at a potential work stoppage after next year. Could be a lockout. Don't know what's going to happen. Certainly hope that there isn't. But that is looming as the backdrop of everything that's going on in a business perspective right now in the league. Skubal's entering the last year of his contract. Under club control, when a team drafts you and you know they have you for what, 6 years, 7 years, whatever it is, where you are, your salary is determined by arbitration. Then when you get to be a free agent, that's where you go out and you get the money cannon contract. And Skubal is worthy of it. This week, we had more reporting, new reporting about this line or this Tigers offer, rather. John Heyman saying that the Tigers offered 4 years and $80 million. Now, to be clear, they didn't offer this now. They offered it before last season.
Yes.
So this was 2 years short of free agency. He was coming off a season where he made $2.3 million. And they said, we'll give you we'll raise you up to $20 million this year and next year. And in return, we're going to get $20 million for 2 years on the back end of that, which really probably isn't even true. Everybody knows that players will renegotiate with a year to go. And so it was a $20 million offer for 2 years early. And the Tigers would probably get $20 million of him cheap on the back end of that. And then they'd be renegotiating all over again. Whether or not that's a truly competitive offer, it's not even the point of the topic. But that got released to John Heyman, MLB insider, who reported it. So where did that likely come from, Scott? Where do you think John Heyman got that information from?
Scott Boras.
Scott Boras is the agent that represents Tarek Skubal. And Tom was saying, why is he doing this again? He's done it once already. So why? It's not illogical to conclude it's coming from Boras camp. Why is he starting this news cycle all over again? He's starting this news cycle all over again because Skubal wants a contract now. He wants it this winter. And the reason he wants it this winter is because there's a work stoppage looming. And the work stoppage can go on for who knows how long. But at the far end of the work stoppage, if Skubal doesn't get his contract now, and at the far end of the work stoppage, there's some sort of salary cap or something that restricts spending, he might not get as big a money cannon contract if he plays out the season on the final year of this deal. So Boris is trying to spark some discussions. Translation, he wants other teams to know that his client would be willing to sign a long-term deal. And if it's not going to happen in Detroit, suddenly the Tigers actually have a little bit of leverage here in that they could trade him to a team that's willing to sign him and maybe actually get a decent return. Because one of the thoughts is, if Skubal's going into the final year of his contract and not willing to sign a new deal, that team sees him as a rental, and it probably means the compensation, the price of compensation goes down. But if Boris is motivated to get this information out there, it's Scott Boris trying to send out the flag that, hey, we're willing to negotiate a long-term contract.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So let's talk now. My client wants to get this done now. And if the Tigers can't pay him or can't beat an offer, and look, I know that people want him signed and would love to see him come back on their terms, but if you get into a bidding war with the Yankees or Dodgers or Red Sox or Phillies or whomever, you're probably going to lose. And so, hey, maybe the Tigers can trade him for a Herschel Walker type return, who's now the benchmark in all sports of you gave up a veteran and you set yourself up for years. What do you think of this dot connecting done by Tom Milliken this morning?
I think it's interesting. I certainly am not poo-pooing it. Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of logic there. The work stoppage thing is interesting. Where that comes into play, baseball needs an overhaul with their financial situation, but I don't think they're going to do an overhaul. I think they're going to do a tweak. But that tweak just might be heavier penalties for teams that spend over $250 million or whatever.
It'll cut down spending.
Yeah. So this is where I could see that coming into place. And that benefits the Tigers because the Tigers can compete in that. You start changing things up on that end, all of a sudden the Tigers have some leverage. So I do agree with the premise. I don't think that's what's happening.
Don't you?
I don't. I mean, 51 says it's not, but I like the effort. Yeah. I like the theory.
Yeah. And look.
I'll say this. That should be an argument for Scott Harris towards Scott Boris and why he should stay in Detroit.
Yeah, yeah, we'll sign you to a huge deal because on the far end of this, there's probably going to be some cost certainty, you know, that owners are going to want. So you're not getting what you think. You might not get what you think you're going to get. We'll pay you now.
Yeah, we'll give you good money.
Now, if he says, no, I want my client to go to New York, or, well, New York will top that, that's fine. Work out the trade, sign the contract with New York, but they got to give us Schlittler and Jones. Who's a big power hitter in the organization?
I forget.
Yeah, suddenly you might get, and that's, by the way, like one of their top prospects who hit 30 home runs at AAA and is looking for a place to play on the Yankees roster. He's ready to go now. We could be talking about them actually getting decent value and not get teams that see the Tigers trying to unload him for cheap. I'm not trying to create unrealistic expectations, but I think it's interesting to think about.
Yeah, I do think the Tigers have a little bit of leverage, and I think that the idea of this offseason, if you can't get a deal done with Tarek Skubal that you have to entertain the thought of trading him, I mean, there are options. You don't have to trade him. You can hang on to him and compete for a World Series. You could hang on to him, sign a big-time free agent pitcher to go along with him that'll help soften a blow for when he leaves after next season, and you still have the great chance of winning the World Series. There's lots of things you can do. But if the move is eventually for them this offseason to decide we're going to have to trade him, I there are multiple suitors, and they all have deep pockets, and they have some pretty good systems and players on their roster currently that could help facilitate that move. But I don't know. We'll see. I like the theory. It gives you a little more optimism, hope, but maybe really just what it does is gives the Tigers more leverage to make sure that they get something out of this.
Yeah, I don't want it to be false hope, but I'm a little bit, like, one of my big concerns of this whole thing is the Tigers come to loggerheads and they won't be able to make a deal impasse with Skubal's camp, and he'll play out the season, they'll lose him for nothing, or they trade him for less than market value, which are just Armageddon terrible scenarios for Detroit. Maybe it's not terrible. Maybe it's not. We'll see how it plays itself out. 248-539-9797. You want to continue with that? Coming up next hour, we'll talk a little Lions. We'll check in with the Birchie Kid at 1245 from the Allen Park headquarters. Dan Campbell speaking today, saying, I don't expect a big trade, but Brad's working the phones, and he's already heard a few things that could be in the works. And things are afoot in the league. I bet Miami's getting ready to sell, sell, sell. So we'll get into all of that next hour here on Carson Anderson on 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.